I'm Matthew Smith, Vermont Edition producer, and I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. Back in July, the state created a special $25 million rental housing stabilization program that allows renters and landlords to apply for coronavirus relief funds for unpaid rent dating back to the beginning of the pandemic in March. Backers of the program say it's needed because so many people have felt strong financial pressures because of the pandemic over the last 6 months. In fact, at some point during this time period, more than 40% of Vermont's labor force filed for unemployment benefits. And for some people, being able to find the money to meet their rent has been a very challenging situation. How does this new rental stabilization program work? And has it been successful in helping keep people in their homes while meeting the needs of the landlords? These are some of the questions we'll explore today in the main part of our program. Joining us right now, Richard Williams, the executive director of the Vermont State Housing Authority, and Jean Murray, who is a staff attorney at Vermont Legal Aid. Richard and Jean, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
It is great to have you here today. Richard, help us understand what's happening over the last 6 months in this area, the scope of the issue. Have we seen a number of people really having difficulty meeting their rent payments, and how does this program help them?
Governor Scott's administration put forth this idea, soon after the pandemic began, spending, the Federal Community CARES Act fund and working with the legislature, with Vermont Legal Aid and Vermont Landlords Association, we all realized that, there was going to be a strong need to support renters, Vermont renters, with back rent. The goal of the program is to keep Vermonters housed and allow the Vermonters to keep their rented homes and to avoid homelessness and avert termination of tenancy and court eviction by granting back rent funds. So working closely with the folks that I mentioned and the Department of Housing and Community Affairs and the committees of legislature that had jurisdiction, specifically the House Committee on General Housing and Military Affairs, chaired by Tom Stevens, and Senate Committee on Economic Development and General Affairs and Housing, chaired by Senator Michael Sorotkin. The bill H-966 passed Vermont legislature at the end of June. Governor Scott signed it into law on July 2nd, and Vermont State Housing Authority was asked to stand up the program, and we stood up the program, starting taking applications on July 13th. The number of applications, to be honest with you, are overwhelming. So it definitely supports the need for folks to have help with their back rent.
Richard, what kind of demand have you seen?
Well, we've actually, money's out the door right now. This means money deposited directly into Vermont landlords' accounts as there's almost $4 million that have gone out from the agency, and we have another $3 million right now that we're processing for the next check run. So the demand is great. So we've seen about 900, almost 1,000 landlords being served, and with almost 2,000 tenant households being served.
And Richard, could you just briefly explain how this program works and what are some of the key eligibility requirements?
There's several different options to the various programs, but generally the goal is to keep people housed. And so my agency, Vermont Legal Aid, Vermont Landlords Association, are going to work very aggressively with the tenants and the landlords, to keep them housed under the... For folks that are landlords that are willing to, you know, work with the with their tenants. We can pay back full monthly rent for the tenant, and but the landlord has to make has to have some skin in the game. They have to agree that they will not take action to evict for non-payment of rent for the same number of months in the future as the payment covers in the past, or 6 months, whichever is less. The landlord also has to waive any pending eviction action that arose prior to the receipt of the payment. The landlord also has to certify that the unit is currently occupied by the tenant. They have to certify that, to the best of their knowledge, that there's no violations of the Rental Housing Health Code. They also have to certify that they will not raise the rent before January 1st, 2021, or when the rental agreement ends, whichever is later. And they also agree that they don't have to discriminate. They will not discriminate against tenants on the basis of race, color, national origin, and ethnicity, religion, disability, minor children, and such. So,
also with us right now, Gene Murray of Vermont Legal Aid. Gene, how much demand have you seen for this program?
The day it opened, Vermont Legal Aid agreed to take calls from tenants, and we had about 100 calls the first day it opened, and we have had a steady stream of people calling and asking questions about the program and how to access the program ever since. As Richard said, Vermont Legal Aid and Vermont Landlords Association and the Department of Housing and Community Development are working very closely with Vermont State Housing Authority. And so we see and talk about the applications that are coming in. And the demand has been high, although we're not positive that we're reaching everybody that could be eligible for the program, because this program would clear up all back rent for anybody who owes back rent so that they can remain in their apartments. So that's pretty important. The reason for that is we want to prevent homelessness during a public health emergency. And Vermont has made a commitment to do that, to keep people housed. And so we think there are more people out there that could be eligible for this program. One of the things is it will pay past due rent, and so it will pay rent as it becomes past due. And as long as the fund holds out, people can apply repeatedly. So if they have already applied and gotten a couple months' rent caught up, and then they are behind again, they can apply again.
And Gene, just to clarify something, is this for past rent due that starts on March 1st?
No, it could be back further than that. It is a wise idea for people who, for landlords and tenants who are trying to claim for back rent that was owed before March 1st, to have records like a rent ledger to show that rent was owing before then. But because the purpose of the program is to prevent homelessness, it wouldn't make a lot of sense to cut off and only pay the back rent to March. This is about clearing up back rent. And in doing so, what is going on is landlords who offer housing in Vermont, and it's very important to have as many units available as possible in Vermont because we have a housing shortage. So by clearing up back rent, we are supporting landlords who are providing housing.
Gene and Richard, we got this email that says, my landlord refuses to fill out the paperwork for the program. I'm now $1,500 behind. The program helps with the cost of moving into a new apartment, but it's been difficult to find something. I currently work part-time and collect partial unemployment. I'm also a single mom. I was very excited about this program, but I've been very discouraged. Even though I'm entitled to the help, I'm not able to get it. Richard, what should this person do?
Well, there's a couple things I just want to just make sure that the person that wrote you, Bob, has actually submitted an application to us. You know, tenants can submit an application to us. If the landlord does not want to participate, that's where we're all going to get very very active and see if we can encourage that landlord to participate in this program. We've had a lot of help from the Landlords Association, you know, reaching out to landlords, you know, talking to the landlords directly. Vermont Legal Aid has been great working with the residents and, you know, to get engaged. And my own staff here are constantly on the phone trying to explain the benefits of this program to the landlords. I personally, Bob, just don't understand why any landlord in Vermont would want to participate in this favor. This program. Why wouldn't you want to get your back rent? That would be my first question.
Let's go to our callers and talk to Monica, who is calling from Montpelier. Hi, Monica. Welcome to the program.
Hi there. My question is, what relief is available to someone who is trying to make the rent payments, has not fallen behind, but is still struggling and, for example, cannot otherwise get health care on the ACA because they can't afford it or can't fix their car, and is afraid to experience the wrath of a landlord who may, if this person falls behind on the rent. It's very scary to be a renter. So that's my question, is there relief for people who are making rent but don't have back rent due? Thank you.
Monica, that is a wonderful question. Jean, what would you say?
One of the things that we have learned, you know, it's one of those things that becomes obvious during the pandemic that we didn't know before, is that the relationship between tenants and landlords isn't necessarily adversarial. And in Vermont, this has proved to be more than true. There are 76,000 rental households in Vermont, which means that there's about that number of landlords. And even though it is scary to be a renter because the landlord is the one that owns the property and ultimately can get control of the property, most landlords out there are serious about their role as providers of housing. And so one of the things I would say is to talk with the landlord about your financial situation. I know that's scary for people because they are afraid that if they reveal that their finances are precarious, that the landlord might dislike them. But this is a pandemic. A lot of people's financial situations are precarious. One of the reasons that the governor's planned for this and the legislature appropriated this rental relief fund was so that Vermonters would not have to make choices between paying the rent and eating and health care. That at least in terms of paying the rent, there is this money available for Vermonters to ease up on budget worries. So my response to a person who had those concerns would be, have a conversation with your landlord, make a plan. Even before this fund was appropriated, tenants were going to landlords and saying, I can't make quite all of the rent. Will you take a portion of it, what I can pay for a while? And for folks who made those kind of arrangements with their landlords, the portion of the rent that the landlord wasn't paid could be reimbursed and filled in by this program. So I think what I would urge everybody to do is communicate with your landlords. This is a special time, and Vermont has made this money available to help people with their budget needs.
Monica, thanks very much for your phone call. Let's turn to Courtney, who's calling from Middlebury. Hi, Courtney. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. So my question was, say I had applied for this program and sent in the paperwork, and my landlord does not want to participate, and I've actually already talked to legal aid, and he refuses to talk to them as well. I'm still having to pay my rent regardless. I know I can't get evicted but that rent still has to be paid. So I'm just wondering what my options might be.
Jean, do you have any advice?
Well, I don't really know why anybody wouldn't want to talk to Vermont Legal Aid, but if you don't want to talk to Vermont Legal Aid, you could call up the Vermont Landlords Association, because the legislature gave them some money to answer questions from landlords, and they are doing a terrific job. You don't have to be a member of Vermont Landlords Association to call and ask them questions. Vermont Landlords Association may very well reach out to you in a circumstance like this, where the landlord could be made whole. And as Richard said, it is it's not understandable why any landlord would not want to receive this money. This money will just pay them the rent they're owed. And there seems to be no reason not to take it, given that no eviction can happen right now. So the reasons for not taking it don't make any sense. And if you don't want to take Vermont Legal Aid's word on that, you can call up the Vermont Landlords Association, and they can discuss whatever the landlord's particular circumstances are and whatever their worries are, and maybe ease the way into getting them into this program.
Joining us right now is someone who's also faced challenges meeting rent because of the pandemic. That is Talisa Ngo. Talisa, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Could you just briefly tell us the circumstances under which you applied for assistance under this program?
Well, yeah. My husband and I, our situation was a little bit different. We actually did get evicted during the middle of the pandemic from our home, and with my husband and both my children out of work and me being the only primary source of income, it put a lot of extra stress on me. And we moved into our new home, which we absolutely love. It's more room, more space, and we could afford it on my income. But shortly thereafter, I was put out of work on medical leave related to stress and anxiety and COVID itself. So we lost my income, and we had wiped out all of our savings to move into this wonderful apartment. And so I actually was searching for ways to help through the 211 website and ran across a video with Jean Murray in it and immediately reached out. And she's been wonderful helping us out, and we were actually able to get our rent paid so that our landlord didn't start eviction process on us right after moving in.
So, Talisa, what would your family have done without the assistance of this rental stabilization program?
Well, the second I told my landlord that we were going to have to apply for this to be able to pay our rent because of me being put out of work on medical leave, he immediately wanted to start eviction process. And like I said, I reached out to Jean because we had just come through an eviction process already, and we didn't need to go through that again, and was able to stop it. Once he realized what was actually going on and that he was going to get his money, he became very amenable, I think is the word I'm looking for, to the whole process, and has actually been very positive since then.
Talisa, many thanks for coming on the program today and sharing your experience with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I just hope everybody hears about it, because this is a wonderful program, and I appreciate all it's done for me and my family.
Richard, I wanted to clear up something. I want to make sure that I understand this correctly based on what Talisa just told us. I thought that there was some kind of eviction moratorium in place at this time under the governor's executive order. Do I have that right?
There's an eviction moratorium, you know, for on non-payment of rent or rent arrearages. But landlords still may file a case, you know, for other major lease violations or criminal activities in, you know, that may be happening within the unit. I did want to just follow up on a couple of things that I've heard is that, you know, some of the folks that I think have been calling in may be living in unsustainable living situations, meaning that they're paying a far greater percentage of their rent than they really should be. And, you know, so I just also want to mention that there is money to move as well. So if someone's living in an unsustainable tenancy, that we have some monies to help with the first month, last month's security deposit, and rental assistance through the end of December. This program runs through December 31st, unless U.S. Congress extends Vermont's ability to spend this money into 2021, which we're all hoping it will. The other thing I wanted to mention, and then Gene, and I'm sure Angela will jump on this one, part of this program is to help clean up some of the active evictions that are pending in Vermont. back in April, I'm actually quoting from something that Gene wrote, there was 586 active evictions pending in Vermont, and 493 of them were filed prior to March 1st. So the other goal of this program is that, and Angela and Gene, the folks from Legal Aid, the folks from Vermont Landlords Association, are really working hard to eliminate those back court cases. And we're starting to see stipulations coming through, which, you know, keeps the family, you know, in their housing at the same time, gets this eviction off their back, and that they can move forward. So they may want to talk about that part of the program, too. Thank you.
So right now, the eviction moratorium makes it so that the court cannot order an eviction. But eviction process starts before people ever go to court, often with a notice to quit. And the notice to quit could be for no reason, or it could be for nonpayment of rent. It doesn't necessarily have to be for a violation of the lease. And so oftentimes when a tenant gets a notice from their landlord that the landlord doesn't want them there anymore, they don't wait for a court case to be filed. Now, they absolutely have a right to wait for a court case to be filed and for a judge to make a decision as to whether they should move. And that's what I would advise people to do. But I just didn't want there to be any implication that when a landlord is asking for possession of the apartment back, that it's always because a tenant has violated their lease, because that's not true. There's other reasons. And so I just wanted to address that.
Well, thank you for doing that. Let's go back to our callers and talk to Richard in West Fairley. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm a tenant, and in regards to why some landlords may not want to go through this program is because they may have a lot of work that needs to be done on their housing units, and they don't want the housing authority to find out that, because I believe that they're supposed to be up to code. And I'll take my call off the air. Thank you.
Okay, Richard, thank you. That's actually a great segue to our next guest, who is Angela Zykowski, who is the executive director of the Vermont Landlords Association. Angela, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Angela, we'll get to Richard's question in just a second, but can you tell us from the Vermont Landlords Association's point of view, what's your view of this program? Has this been helpful?
I believe it has. So for any situation where rent is the issue and the tenant is in a situation where they've not been able to pay the rent, this program has offered some relief to landlords. With the court moratorium and the court shutdown during the sort of height of the pandemic, landlords have not had sort of the normal remedy available to them to deal with a tenant who's not paying rent. So this is a way for that problem to be solved and to provide that financial relief and to perhaps mend some bridges between landlords and tenants and restore some of these tenancies.
Angela, one question that Richard Williams, that is, and Jane Murray both had was, If why would a landlord not want to participate in this program? It sounds, from their point of view, just a win-win situation. So could you tell us, why would a landlord not want to be part of this program?
Sure. I think from the landlords that we have spoken to, the largest impediment for a landlord wanting to participate in the program is that there's some other issue happening at the property. So rent is not the only issue that the landlord and the tenant are having. In the situations where rent is the only issue, once I think landlords understand what the program is, what the program's going to pay, what the restrictions are, and they are relatively few for a program like this, and that the paperwork actually is not that not a huge amount of paperwork, that they're very happy to participate. Some of it, I think, is maybe a misunderstanding of what the program is and what's covered and what the landlord has to do.
And Angela, going back to our caller name, Richard, from West Fairley, who expressed the concern that perhaps some landlords are not participating in this program because they don't want to upgrade their apartments. What would you say to Richard?
Well, I would say that there's not a requirement that landlords upgrade their apartments to participate in this program. There's a requirement that everybody certifies that the property is in compliance with code, the minimum housing standards. I think what we have seen is a substantial majority of the units participating in the program are in compliance. And so, again, I think it's part of this maybe misconception that upgrades or other things are going to be required when really folks are just having need to attest that the property's in compliance with the minimum housing code.
Richard, you were talking earlier about the program designed in part to make sure that people aren't homeless in Vermont. Are we finding that homelessness, especially during the pandemic, is becoming a larger problem than it has been before?
My answer to that is that the Agency of Human Services really stepped up during this pandemic. I mean, the shelters were at maximum capacity when this pandemic hit Vermont, and shelters obviously knew that they could not maintain the number of folks that were in there, and the Agency of Human Services stepped up and put, you know, I would say that we actually ended homelessness because all the homeless families were actually in motels or the shelters, you know, were reduced to a size where they could handle the flow. And you know, as a Vermonter, I was really proud of that effort that the administration did. So I think we have a pretty good handle on it. It's not saying that we're not going to have homeless in Vermont, but the programs that Agency of Human Services have put in place and are continuing to do and using additional funds that they have, I think is we're probably in the best shape that we've been as long as I can remember.
And Gene, your thoughts about homelessness prevention, has this program been effective in dealing with that issue?
I really do believe it has. When the Agency of Human Services put people who had been in shelters in motels, there was at one point 2,000 persons, 1,500 families in motels. The challenge is finding units because Vermont has very little housing. Affordable or not, Vermont doesn't have enough housing to meet the needs of its population. And so in addition to this back rent program, the governor and the legislature also gave money to some other programs to do the best we could to create new housing. And that is a little tricky because the money needs to be spent by the end of the year. But nevertheless, agencies are working, Vermont Conservation Housing Board and others are working to create housing to get people who are currently homeless into permanent housing. And so do I think that it became critical, this program is critical in preventing more homelessness, because the folks who are homeless and in motels need to be in permanent housing, and no more people need to become homeless. So keeping people where they are and paying the rent so they can stay where they are is really important, and this program is really vital for that reason.
Richard, we're almost out of time, but listeners may be wondering, how long is this program going to be in place? Can people still apply for the program? What should they know?
Absolutely. We encourage you. So folks that have already received assistance under the program, the early applications we saw were coming in for like 4 or 5 months of back rent. The amount that we've been paying is about $2,400 per grant, which is interesting because that tracks back to Vermont Legal Aid's 2018 report, Evictions in Vermont, where they did a study of the evictions pending before courts, and that was those cases were running about $2,000 for those eviction cases. So this ties very close to it. This then demonstrates the need, and so apply, continue to apply. We have money. There's about $13 million still available, and we're going to spend it as fast as we can.
That's good information for everyone to know. That's going to do it for our program today. Many thanks to our guests, Gene Murray, Richard Williams, and also Angela Zykowski. We thank you very much for making this information available to everybody on Vermont Edition today.
Thank you.